Our next report from students comes from Peyton. And Peyton is a student in the sixth grade in Ely, Minnesota.
Hello from the Ely Memorial Middle School on the edge of the Boundary Waters. This is the phenology report for April 20th through the 27th. My name is Peyton and I am your phenologist today. Our weather has been a mixture of spring and winter this past week with snow, hail, rain, and sun. We had the temperatures down in the 20s and all the way up into the 60s. Hunter saw snow, rain, and sun all in one day. Connor and Nathan both saw a sun dog, which is a partial halo near the sun formed from ice crystals in the high, cold cirrus clouds. While Drew saw the whole halo, many students noticed various garden plants starting to poke up with their little greens up to the topsoil. Sighting have been made of tiger lilies, wild leeks, tulips, apple tree leaves, and crocuses. Miss B saw and heard an American woodcock doing its mating call in its flight dance, a true sign that spring is here. Hunter noticed two robins finding worms. Connor saw a purple finch and a junco. Isla saw gulls. Izzy saw a grouse, while Miss B heard one grumming. Mackenzie saw geese, and Zoe saw a woodpecker. Sadie noticed that the birds are very noisy right now and in the morning and the evenings. We have had numerous sights of deer, with Hunter noticing a pregnant one in his yard, snowshoe hare out and about, and Ella spied a pine marten. Miss B was cleaning her ponds and found three spotted salamanders at the bottom. She relocated them to a swampy area as they need to stay moist in order to breathe through their skin. Bugs and other small critters are beginning to move around too. Drew saw a spider, and Jesse O and Miss B saw worms in the garden. Zoe saw a jack pine beetle and damaging bark beetle species in Minnesota. Other sightings could include ice breaking away from the shoreline, lots of deer scat, a beaver dam, and a beaver house, and swans attempting to land on ice. Miss B's son also heard a loon on the Bear Island River. This concludes our phenology report. Be observant wherever you are and enjoy your week.
Thank you, Peyton. My apologies to the cat. Did you step on its tail? Woodcock and juncos still around, grouse drumming, snowshoe hare, salamanders. Nice to know that they've made it through the winter. Spiders, I'm always excited. As a mailman, I always used to notice the first spiders in the mailboxes, and that was, oddly enough, way back in March, usually.